I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. The same type of machine you use to check your email, watch YouTube, can be used to fly real spy missions, wage real war, and drop real bombs. Unmanned airborne vehicles are already being widely used in the war in Afghanistan. This week, Boeing rolled out a new one, the Phantom Ray. And it looks like something from a sci-fi movie, all rounded edges and menacing looking. Really, it looks like a robot, which, the more you learn about it, it kind of is. Craig Brown is the program director for Phantom Ray. I asked him what makes it different from other unmanned military vehicles.
In many unmanned vehicles, you will have a pilot sit at almost a reproduction of the cockpit on the ground and still move a stick, still move a rudder pedal, and still move a throttle to be able to take off and land and fly the vehicle. On Phantom Ray, this is an autonomous vehicle that where you actually sit at not altogether different from potentially the computer you used this morning to get your email, where we fly with a mouse and a keyboard, and a lot of those kinds of stick and throttle kinds of things are done on the air vehicle itself. You're still guiding it from the ground, you're still in charge, but a lot of those kind of airmanship tasks are left to the vehicle.
When you say left to the vehicle, they have a course already charted. They operate autonomously.
Well, there's vehicle management system computers. In fact, there are multiple of them in case one fails, the others can pick up. Those computers know everything there is about where the vehicle is going to fly and what it's going to do to that day.
Craig, we're on the radio. Paint a picture of what the Phantom Ray looks like.
Its general shape is a flying wing. It has no tail. It's very sleek.
It's a very, if I may say, Craig, a very spooky-looking plane. Was it consciously designed to look spooky and intimidating?
At the end of the day, do some of my what we call configurators that come up with airplane shapes, are they looking for something that makes an impression? I'll leave that to your guess, but I think you generally see those are the most successful airplanes out there.
That's your way of saying, yes, we made it look spooky on purpose.
Possibly.
And if it was out in action now, like what kinds of missions, what kinds of tasks would a plane like this be carrying out?
It has a 4,500-pound payload capability. In the realm of unmanned systems, that's actually quite a bit, especially when it can reach up to 40,000 feet and can fly at, you know, 6, 7, 8 miles a minute. Also, those payloads or weapons bays or where actually everything is stored has the capability to have pallets that could do intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, or pallets that participate in electronic warfare.
Is this the wave of the future in terms of military aircraft, that it will be unmanned planes? Are military pilots being phased out?
We're not bringing unmanned on board online to this amount of involvement just to replace pilots for that sake. When we find areas that a pilot, say in a cockpit, is a detriment to the accomplishment of the mission, that's where we like to replace that, if you will, with an unmanned system. For instance, if I told a pilot to go out and stay airborne for hours, if not days, we might find there are limitations to do that, especially if there's just one person in the cockpit.
What's a better way to fly a plane, sitting on the ground with all the information available to you on a desktop or being up in the cockpit?
Well, I tell you what, from personal history, I've piloted an airplane and I've also flown at least a simulated vehicle on the ground. They both have their advantages and they have their disadvantages. That's why what we're trying to prototype are being able to come up with that mix of manned, unmanned, so that we're complementing each other's strengths and covering each other's vulnerabilities.
Phantom Ray Program Director Craig Brown. Photos and videos of Phantom Ray are at futuretense.publicradio.org. Future Tense is produced by Larissa Anderson. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com.
American Public Media.